there was a station that played nothing but this. MASH?
Yeah.
MASH 104? I would listen to it. Find that, you can find it online, of course. Pedro, who does those? That's a particularly good mashup producer, right? That's one that does a lot.
Yeah, these are, I think they're from Australia, and it's Wax Audio, and they've done the best. The one that we played about Pink Floyd, Staying Alive, and we need to talk to these guys one day.
I wonder if they actually make any money doing this, or if they're just another part of the great internet creators, the unpaid artists of the internet. You know, there's a huge pull, draw to make killer content. It has absolutely nothing to do with getting paid for it. It's just people like, oh, it's the internet. There was a show last week. I don't know how many of you watch it. It's The Good Wife. And the daughter has been hanging around with a tutor who likes making these flash mob videos on the internet.
Okay.
And of course, the mom is a politician. Well, she's a politician's wife, same thing. And actually, just being married, you're a politician. So anyway, she's a politician, and she's a lawyer. And she gets her daughter, and she's like, and her daughter's making these videos where you just surprise people, like on the Capitol steps.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you break out like the guy who quit his job with a band
right.
in the hallway.
Flash mobs they've been a couple years around.
Yeah, and I think they're doing it with skateboards or whatever. Anyway, the mom looks at her and she goes, "What are you doing this for?" And she goes, "For the internet." Like, it's this thing that needs to be fed.
Beast, yes.
Must feed the beast.
Must feed internet.
And you're rewarded with hits, you know, and that's your currency.
Meanwhile, her mom is suing a drug company, and if you answer, what are you doing it for, she could say $20 million.
Right. Well, it's attention, right? It's what the internet's just providing, attention that families aren't providing.
It might be the new parents.
Yeah.
It might be the new something that gives you approval.
The digital attaboy. You know, I got 20 million. My parents don't know where I am, but I'm good.
You mean I got 20 million clicks?
Yeah.
And that's like friends. That's like people approving of
it. It's positive affirmation. Yeah. We're not getting anywhere else.
On the other hand, there are plenty of people that are making money. They figure out a way to turn that adulation into cash.
Well, I notice on
there's women who are called strippers.
YouTube, like the guy we interviewed that did the marching band thing, he's got about 3 million hits now. And you go to watch his video, and there's all kinds of ads scrolling underneath.
Oh, that's Google making ads.
So he's not getting any of that.
No, he's not getting any of that.
Hmm.
Google announced a partnership plan this weekend, a content deal, where they're going to come up with about 100 original channels. Google fancies itself, as it always has, a television network, which is kind of like a Wild West television network. And they made a bunch of content deals with celebrities this week. And I don't know if you heard about it. It was a kind of a goofy Saturday morning news story. But they bought celebrities to cut videos, you know, and they paid them a lot of money.
You mean ads for Google or mean like...
No, celebrities to actually make little vignettes and video blogs.
Well, for trying to promote Google Plus, like Facebook thing.
Oh, okay.
The thing they're doing,
okay.
The social networks, so they're paying people to become.
I'm too cool for Facebook. I'm at Google Plus. I'm Vince Vaughn or whomever.
No, I don't know if it's like an ad. Pedro, it's just like little skits and sketches and things, right?
Yeah, the idea is to promote, again, Google Plus. And so they hired, like, Britney Spears, I think, is one of the spokespersons. Mm.
Britney Spears does not know how to use Google Plus.
Well, of course she doesn't.
No.
No. Britney Spears would have problems with an electric toothbrush, I think.
Well, those are difficult. They have different speeds.
Well, I know. You notice I don't use one. How are you today, Joe?
I'm doing great.
You look wonderful sitting over there.
I feel good.
You look like you're content.
It's Halloween. I like Halloween. Not much is expected of you. You hand out candy to some kids, watch a little football. Already had a Halloween miracle happen, so I can't, you know, complain. I mean, I saw something divine in a very strange place.
Was it Snickers, 2 for $5?
No. Although they're pushing the candy on you.
Yeah, they are.
I went to a Walgreens.
That surprises you every Halloween for some reason. I don't know why.
I went to Walgreens.
Does he say that every year?
Well, they're pushing the
roll
candy.
Roll the tape.
At Christmas, he's like, what's with the snowmen and the candy cans?
I mean, they're trying to upsell you on the candy.
Sure.
I went just to get a bottle of aspirin, you know, and some deodorant. And she goes, you
and
want
by
some?
God, there was candy there.
Well, at the front. And then they literally say, how about some M&Ms or some Kit Kats? While you're here, I mean, they're suggesting that you buy candy.
Well, they overbought. They've got stock to move. It's dead in water.
Dead in the water tomorrow.
Yeah.
But out Halloween shopping, I literally had something really divine happen. It makes you know there is a God in this world. It was a
Halloween, you know, was about like the not so God.
Right. I know. That's why it surprised me all the more. And it happened in a religious place. I didn't think about it till after.
What religious place were you in this week?
It was in a Catholic place, St. Vincent de Paul's. It's a thrift shop.
Oh, not the church.
No. It was run by...
You were buying used clothing?
No, I was looking for one specific item that really would make my daughter's life. And I'd already been to 5 different places with her and not found it. And I go to this Catholic thrift shop... And lo and behold, sitting
so you're looking for something used.
Something I would have bought new, used, whatever I could
however
find.
However you could find it.
You're costuming your kids, that what it was all about?
Yep, I was looking for a costume.
Make your daughter's life.
Yeah, and there was one particular thing
My wife has all these witch hats at home. Why didn't you just call?
Well, she didn't want to be a witch. She had a very specific person she wanted to be, and it was Ellen DeGeneres. She wanted to be Ellen. And I needed to find...
Your daughter wants to be Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, she
How much does she know about Ellen DeGeneres?
She watches her show every day.
Not much, then.
She loves Ellen. Ellen
what
is,
else is there to know?
That's it, yeah.
She's an angel, Bob.
Ellen is her idol, apparently. She Uh-oh. Really likes, you know, what she does.
Okay.
But the crucial part,
Have you and her had the Ellen DeGeneres talk yet?
Not yet, but I think she knows. You know,
I think she does. Yeah.
Doesn't Ellen talk about Porsche and stuff? Don't they?
Sure.
I mean, like Oprah talks about Stedman, Ellen talks about Porsche. She knows.
Cool. And you have an enlightened household. You're very. She's understanding of all of that.
Oh yeah.
When did you actually talk about her?
I think her mom talked about it.
Her mom does all that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean,
quiet, away from the menfolk.
Yeah, I mean, she's middle school now.
Again,
she's aware.
It's menfolk.
A lot of women like other women, and it's not like sexualized at all. You can admire someone and have it, and that person could be a lesbian, and that doesn't mean anything about you.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I know you're cool.
Yeah. I'm still a little freaked out.
I know you are.
And I don't think it's that sort of thing. I mean, if my daughter was, that would be fine with me.
Sure.
But I wouldn't want her thinking, you know, thoughts about a 50-year-old lesbian. At least get down in your age category. I mean,
that's your rule.
Ellen is what?
You that's know, where you get old-fashioned
yeah,
right there.
Yeah. I don't think there's any kind of...
all those B. Arthur pictures on your wall?
Yeah, I don't think there's any kind of
feels
sure,
wrong
connection. There.
Yeah.
But I'd looked all over for Ellen's hair, and it just doesn't exist. I mean, if you want long witch hair, that's fine. If you want to,
you want a wig that'll make her look a little bit like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a short cut, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of like a boyish.
Boyish, short.
Boyish, curly blonde.
Is pixie the right word?
No, because no. Pixie's more
pixie's
like
got
a bob.
Bangs.
Yeah.
See, I found many pixies, and that had already been rejected because that's pretty
not
common.
Ellen enough.
Yeah. Not Ellen enough
well,
at
you,
all.
Well, you know what you do? You buy a longer wig and you cut it.
Cut it, yeah.
Well, believe me, I heard that from 2 or 3 costume places. Oh, my wig, you know, look at this one, the shaggy one. You just cut it and dye it, and it'll look just like Ellen.
Exactly right.
Dye it. Put some legs on it. It's an artwork.
Yeah, I heard it all.
You just put it in. You just put it in a pot of water. Wait for it to grow.
Right. But anyway, we're on about place number 5. We're in this St. Vincent de Paul, and the place is just about empty. I mean, it's gutted. It's like it's been ransacked with Halloweeners. It's
I never thought of that, but thrift shops are the perfect place for Halloween.
Yeah, they make all their money in October.
Wow.
It's unreal.
But they don't even have any wigs there. I mean, no wigs. And, you know, we're just walking through looking for wigs. There's nothing to be had. There is one, like, counter where there's a couple of, like, Halloween things that you would put your candy in and a candle. And there, almost with a light emanating from it, is one wig. It's one wig, and it is Ellen's hair. I mean, it's perfect. To quote Emily, she says, if you scalped Ellen, this is what you would get.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Wow. And she is so thrilled.
That's troubling.
And it was only $6, and that is another miracle, you know, because I'd been looking at some $40 wigs. I mean, I was willing to do whatever it took.
They give you the lice for free over at St. Vincent de Paul.
Well, that was Kelly's concern. She said, did you inspect it? I'm sure it's fine. But it was a real miracle. I mean, it was just sitting there all by itself, exactly what we were looking for, in a strange place, actually a place
What's
of
so strange
worship.
About Ellen being in a Catholic church?
Well, nothing strange about that. It's just it was just there wasn't a wig department. There wasn't even, I don't think there's another wig in that
whole
store.
It was all by itself.
It was not
like amongst a lot of wigs. That's the one.
No, this was the only one in the whole place.
Someone put it there. Your daughter.
I really think it was divine. Right. I mean, you know, it's not a big thing, and it's not going to, you know, solve a lot of the world's problems. But sometimes I think God has
it's actually
a little,
not going to solve any of the world's
don't
problems.
Don't play
hey, it
down.
It's all the big problem for me. And I think
it's not going to solve a lot of them.
I think sometimes God has
Greek debt will still be.
I think he's got time to do little stuff like
That's
that.
Good.
And he did one for me this weekend. Now, he didn't do anything for me yesterday.
He being the benevolent
the
Lord.
Almighty, yeah.
Yeah, or maybe,
or she.
Well, with the Ellen wig, that makes me wonder, maybe. You never know.
That's very nice. Does your daughter go out in neighborhoods tonight and trick-or-treat?
She's going to go out with friends for the first time ever.
Is this her last trick-or-treat?
Oh, no, I don't. I hope not. I mean, she's middle school now, so I
How
think...
How old is she? 12?
She's 12, yeah. 7th grade.
13 is about the cutoff, isn't it?
No.
No.
You
really?
Go out when you're 15, 16, and then it's ironic, and you feel dumb, you know, but then you get candy,
but
which
then
is
you're,
cool.
You're rogue at that point. You're not really trick-or-treating. You're out there just, you know, taking advantage of the system.
Rogue.
At 15, you are.
Totally.
You're out there just... Yeah. You don't care about candy. You just hang with your buddies.
I was not allowed at 14. I think once I was in high school, I would have been embarrassed.
Really?
There will be some high school kid wake me up at 9:30. It happens every Halloween.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Halloween is special for me, too, you know.
That's right. It's your kind of birthday.
People have been calling me wishing me happy birthday. You know about that?
No.
It's my 22 years sober.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And for some reason, they call it your birthday as if, like, you were dead before that.
What do you say? Do you say happy birthday? Do you say break a leg?
Happy
what do you
birthday.
Say? Happy birthday. All right.
Yeah, you have two birthdays. You have your belly button birthday and whatever part of you is your sobriety part. And Lisa's, we were hiking yesterday. We did a wonderful walk in a beautiful rainforesty area, Twin Falls. I don't know if you've ever seen that place.
What time of day were you there?
Morning. It was rainy, miserable, and the clouds parted for just about half an hour. And so we went out, and there was only one other car there on a weekend. That's unheard of. And she said, well, I can't say what she said because it's supposed to be anonymous, but she was like, you getting your coin? And I had no idea what she was talking about. And I thought, well, no, I'm not making the bread I used to. But, you know, I just have a job.
Let's do it out there, Princess.
It might sound like a random thing.
Going to Vincent DePaul by some...
Yeah. But anyway, she was thinking about it, that it's been 22 years since I had a drink. And I actually made people nervous recently when I said on the air... that I, like, remember when you had the moonshine, Junior Johnson moonshine, and I smelled it.
Your eyes kind of got a little fuzzy and around the edges. Well, just because, I mean, everybody romanticizes memory. That's a human condition.
Yeah, it's a human
thing. You think about the best of times whenever you think back on stuff. It's a defense mechanism. You kind of were, I looked in your eyes when you sniffed that shine, and you were like... Yeah, there were some good times.
Oh, absolutely. I think anyone... Yeah, what was that? There is a golem. There is a golem.
Yeah.
And that's the guy who used to drink.
What do you want?
I'm Smeagol.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I to anyone who was worried, I don't have any temptation. It's the weirdest thing. And I haven't for 22 years ever, like, seriously considered. Primarily because you reach a point where nothing good comes of drinking. Nothing good. And you actually reach a point where, you know, society... the same guy who put the Ellen wig in the Catholic Church for Joe.
Joe, I got left the shell.
That was divine.
That was divine.
It was God.
It basically says to you, you know, okay, you can die if you like. And you go, I don't think I want to die. Some of it was that. Some of it was, you know, just luck, I think. I think luck. But I'm grateful today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's Halloween.
Do you ever dream that you drank, that you slipped up?
Probably all the time.
You still have those dreams?
Not so much lately. I would have dreams for not long, about 10 years, that I would wake up after being, you know, in a room full of cocaine or a room full of alcohol, and that I would be in this crazy party throwing, marijuana, too. And then I would be, you know, I would wake up and I would actually feel as if I'd done it.
You mean the guilt of it or the physical hungover?
Everything. Okay, yeah. Literally, wow. I'd have to say, what just happened?
Well, your subconscious is as strong as your conscious when it comes to your emotional stability.
My subconscious is celebrating 9 years today.
It was late to the party, but it got here.
But, you know, the way it is now, it's kind of a thing where it would mean, I think... And then again, there's people who go out after 20 years. I don't know who they are or why. But I think that I wouldn't dare mess with it.
Yeah, it's worked for you. Why mess with it?
Yeah. My wife and I are happy. That was never going to last if I didn't get sober.
You've got a lot more.
I just, you don't ask any follow-up questions to that.
A lot more of everything than you would have otherwise.
Life is good.
A lot more health, money, everything.
It's just so weird to have your sobriety day be on Halloween, because it was a very weird time. And, you know, everything starts to get spooky and the wind whirls and the leaves blow off the trees. And you're sort of like, geez, I almost died back then. Good to be here.
Halloween might be the biggest excuse to just cut loose.
Halloween?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, the only reason there is a Halloween is to celebrate and party. I mean, you know, Christmas and all holidays are parties, but they have some reason to be. But Halloween is nothing but...
Isn't Halloween a Druid holiday? It's not even Christian, right?
Well, it used to be the New Year, so it was a time for reflection. Because, as I told you, the veil between the worlds is thin. So you think about your ancestors, people who came before you, and how they've impacted your life. And if you're really into it, you can actually journey into the underworld and have conversations with them.
Is that Eric?
Yeah.
Yep.
What happened to Eric?
Oh, my voice?
Got a little mind open up there.
No, you're talking about me journeying to the underworld and having conversations with my dead ancestors. You're usually more scientific than that.
Oh, well, this is Halloween. This is Samhain. This is
he has a thin veil over.
Do you
believe in it today?
Look at him.
I've actually done some of said journeying, and it's funky.
You've journeyed into your past.
Yes, and I've had a conversation with my dead grandfather, who I was named after. Never met
Joe. When did you crawl into Eric's skin?
Hey, you know, I've never had that honor. I would love to have a conversation with. I've seen ghosts.
Right, I mean, how would I do that? How would we do that?
Monorail.
That's it.
Is that right,
Monorail.
Eric?
As long as you're
monorail. Exactly.
As long as your ghosts are at Westlake Center, we're fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's a whole ceremony. You generally go out into the woods, and there are candles and jack-o'-lanterns, and you metaphorically pass through the seven gates to the underworld. And every time you pass through a gate, you leave something behind. So it can be your material possessions. It could be your concept of who you are. It could be all your fears and hopes. And so that when you get to that seventh gate to go into the underworld, all that's left is your basic innermost self.
Will I need a Ouija board? Like, and does it have to be a Milton?
You're going
Bradley?
To get arrested for being nude in the woods. So you need someone to bail you out.
Sean's phone number. Write it on your hand.
You're serious.
Oh, I'm serious. You don't really get naked, by the way. And you don't need drugs to do this.
Does it have to be in the woods?
No, but that helps.
Don't watch Game of Thrones before you go in there, by the way.
The woods helps because the external, you know, your environmental impacts are gone, stripped away. You're more basic and dirty.
It's malarkey.
No.
It's a bunch of malarkey. Well, a horoscope. Well, did you read your horoscope that day?
No, I don't believe in horoscopes. By the way,
why do you believe in this?
Oh, man, you're missing out. It's a 9 today for all us Leos.
I believe in this because it worked.
It's a 9 because Snickers are 2 for $5.
What's your definition of worked?
I had a conversation with my grandfather, who I'd never met.
What did he say?
He basically said it was great to finally meet me, and that he was proud of what I'd done so far, and he told me about his life and how he spoke 6 languages and then was a boxer and came to America not being able to speak any English at all, and really was able to make a life for himself and was trying to give me advice on how to make a better life of my own.
Except for the boxer part. Your dead relative could be Santa Claus because they sounded identical.
Almost. By the way,
it's cool as hell, man.
It was very cool. I wish I could say more about this, but we have Anderson Cooper coming up in 6 minutes.
We're going to talk to Anderson Cooper from CNN. Anderson canceled the last interview. Something had happened. What was that, Pedro?
I remember someone there. It was a teen actually doing a stunt for their show, and the teen had an accident.
Right.
And the producer actually.
Did the person was okay though?
Died, didn't they?
No, he didn't die. He didn't die. But there were no more reports about it. So you might want to ask him. I wouldn't.
Well, I need to know more if I'm going to ask.
He was in a coma, and that is the last word. Haven't heard one thing since.
Wow. His talk show, Anderson, airs weekdays 3 p.m. on Kink 5. So we need to break now, and when we come back, we will be talking with Anderson Cooper.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7.
Text us at 52309.
And now I name you the winner.
Oh, my God.
The Bob is winning.
What?
Wow.
He's winning.
Thank you.
Americans love a winner.
Pay-a-day cash money giveaway.
I just won $1,000.
From Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of all time, 95.7.
Fantastic.
I know when my son is coming to visit because I can hear his motorcycle from 5 blocks away. My dog gets so scared she won't come out from behind the couch. Stupid contraption. He loves it, though. Says it gives him a sense of freedom. Gives me a headache.
There are people who don't understand the way you live. There's an insurance company that does. Safeco Insurance for auto, home, motorcycle, and more. Find an agent at Safeco.com. Coverage by Safeco Insurance Company of American affiliates, Seattle, Washington. Safeco Insurance. Do more.
Where's the best place to browse for unique decorating pieces? America's large antiques and collectibles show this weekend only at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. More than 400 booths, affordable treasures from professional dealers who really know their stuff. Old prints, antique jewelry, mid-century housewares, pop culture collectibles. There's no show like it. Get expert appraisals for $5 an item. America's largest antiques and collectibles show, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 5 in the Showplex at the Puyallup Fairgrounds.
It's the voice of reason, dear, reminding you to ride Sound Transit and save.
Well, Halloween is coming up. Are you ready for this?
I want to be a princess.
I'm going to be a skeleton.
No fair. I want to be a skeleton, too. Wait, can I be half princess, half skeleton? And can we have a big party, please?
Good luck with that. Of course, with the time you'll save picking up Halloween supplies at Fred Meyer, you might actually have time to make that half princess, half skeleton costume. Because Freddy's has everything you need in just one stop. From party supplies and food, to costumes, decor, makeup, and of course, all your favorite candy. Stop by the deli for a great selection of unwrap and serve party platters. And remember our bakery for moist pull-apart cupcakes and other crowd-pleasing treats. Plus, you'll find new crop fall apples arriving fresh in produce, along with sweet and spicy apple cider. And before you check out, make sure you've got plenty of Halloween candy, because running out is scary. But having too much? Well, that's what's known as a good problem to have. Save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
At Boeing, we build the best airplanes in the world.
and we couldn't do it without our dedicated workforce. I'm Ross Bogue, Manufacturing Vice President for Boeing.
And I'm Jim Bearden. I represent aerospace machinists who manufacture airplanes for Boeing. We oppose Initiative 1125.
1125 will hurt Washington's economy. By delaying or canceling the transportation improvements we rely on to move Boeing's goods and products to market.
Last year, Boeing drivers logged more than 8.5 million miles on Washington roads. We count on safe roads to get to and from work. But 1125 will stall critical road safety improvements.
And it will increase the cost of transportation projects by 18%.
That's why the Boeing Company and aerospace machinists strongly oppose Initiative 1125.
We're voting no.
And we urge you to do the same. Because if 1125 passes,
Washington's economy will pay the price.
Paid for by the Boeing Company.
One of the toughest parts about getting lung cancer was feeling like I somehow deserved it. I was a smoker for a lot of years. What'd I expect, right? When you're fighting cancer, shame doesn't help. The people at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance helped me understand no one deserves cancer. And their team of lung cancer specialists, frankly, kicked my cancer's butt. My surgeon used video surgery that shortened my recovery time. My radiation oncologist was an expert in targeted radiation. The nurses were amazing. SCCA even helped me quit smoking. Now I'm the proud owner of 1.5 lungs, both cancer-free. And while I'm not one to count my chickens, I'm booking reservations for my grandson's college graduation. 10 years from now.
Seattle Cancer Care Alliance unites doctors from Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, UW Medicine, and Seattle Children's with one goal, to turn cancer patients into cancer survivors. If you're dealing with cancer, visit seattlecca.org today.
Tonight, no license, no health permit.
It's been a year that we've been working on this to stop him.
Burgers! Burgers!
So why is he still cooking and serving food to kids?
Uterus to the general public.
Problem solver Tracy Vetter investigates.
We don't want anybody getting sick.
It's not that he doesn't know the law. He's a city councilman.
Don't work for the city and break the law.
Just helping out in the community or putting people at risk.
We got burgers!
Tonight at 11 on Como 4 News, working for you.
Welcome back to Halloween week on Wheel of Fortune. Woo-hoo! So, Lee, are you ready to give it a spin?
Oh, you betcha, Pat!
All right, let her rip.
Here we go! All right, big money, big money!
900.
Jackpot, jackpot!
Jackpot,
jackpot!
500.
Jackpot!
Oh, no, you landed on death.
What?
Yep, I'm afraid it's death.
Death?
Oh, too bad. You were so close to the jackpot.
No, hey, hey, go away, hey!
Join Wheel of Fortune for Halloween week. This could be scary.
Wheel of Fortune, tonight at 7 on Como 4.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Already about 45 minutes on our drive from Everett to Seattle, Everett to Bellevue, just about 35 minutes, so about under average, actually. Northbound 405 will pick up there at 167, slow all the way into Newcastle, and northbound 5 looking at slowing now 320th through Midway. Traffic is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Every dollar goes further with Navy Federal's Cash Rewards credit card. Get cash back with every purchase, plus there are great rates and no caps on rewards. To get started, visit NavyFederal.org. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, Anderson Cooper.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7,
the greatest hits of all time.
In the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going, ticking on and on, everybody's rushing.
We're playing this on a Monday, I think, just because Anderson Cooper loves the song. He's on the phone with us. As an anchor for CNN, Anderson Cooper has been to some of the world's most frightening places. Recently, these have included a revolution in Egypt, a tsunami, and nuclear disaster in Japan, and a devastating earthquake in Haiti. But now Anderson is going somewhere really, really scary, the dog-eat-dog world that is daytime television. You can see his talk show, Anderson, weekdays at 3 o'clock on King 5. And, of course, you can also see him covering the world's most important news stories and newsmakers weeknights on CNN's AC360. He's the face of CNN, Anderson Cooper. Welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, Bob. How are you?
I'm okay. This is at 3 o'clock today. You're going to be talking about haunted houses. Or, I mean, it might even be your house. Is that right?
Yeah, it's our Halloween special, obviously. And I moved into an old firehouse in New York, and it turns out it's on all these haunted house tours of the city. So we thought it'd be fun to have a ghost hunter in and see if she could determine if there are, in fact, any ghosts.
Right.
I'm not a big believer of that sort of thing, but we thought it'd just be a fun thing to do.
I would think you wouldn't be, but you brought in a genuine Ghostbuster with like some sort of thing with like lights that blink and stuff like that.
Well, it's a woman named Lisa Williams who's a psychic medium, and she was actually pretty good. I sort of tested her because there's a ghost story about the house that is well known, and so I wanted to see if she would kind of. What she would say about it.
Was this disclosed to you before you bought the place or not?
It's funny, when I put a down payment down and then my realtor called me up like right before we were supposed to go into contract and said, I just found out it's this house is supposedly haunted, and if you want to pull out the deal, you can absolutely get out of it. But I really don't believe in this sort of stuff. I don't either.
But today is the day. If some people are going to believe in it, it's going to be today.
That's for sure.
So I'm going to ask you just a straight ahead question. Is this daytime show going to affect your news chasing at all? Because you've been traveling around the world. And such, are you going to stay closer to home?
No, it's not. I mean, I we're going to have enough shows on tape that if something a big breaking story happens, I can go. And travel is really important to me, and it's important to that I really like going to where things are happening and seeing things happening firsthand.
What's going on in the world? The Arab Spring. Our 99% versus the 1%. There seems to be something. I used to say 10 or 15 years ago, now, kids are lazy. They don't protest. Of course, I was saying it from my chair, and I wasn't protesting either. But now it seems that people are speaking up.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's there are different things happening in different places, and even in the Middle East, we see different in each of these countries. It's slightly different, but I think certainly in the Arab Spring, there's people who have for too long and for generations been silenced and not allowed to have their voices heard, and the fact that we saw it first in Tunisia and then Egypt and then Libya and now Syria. In Bahrain, even it's just an extraordinary time, and where it goes, I don't think anybody knows.
You don't know. I mean, you get the feeling that all these despots are going to be just overturned. That they find them in a pipe, and you got Saddam, you got the Gaddafi. It's a terrible time to be. There've been great
a douchebag.
great years, decades for that. Does it feel like the world is changing, or is every one of these in its own individual situation?
Well, I mean, I definitely think things are always changing, and I mean, I'm amazed at what we're seeing in the Middle East, and where it goes, I have no idea. It's not something we have really much control over, frankly. A lot of people say, well, look, should the United States have, stopped supporting Mubarak in the final days? And, to me, whether or not we supported Mubarak was not going to impact whether or not he was overthrown. I mean, this was something that happened and is happening beyond the control of any one country, I think.
And Anderson, what do you think about this Occupy movement? I mean, and I don't mean this in any way as a disparaging comment, but I mean, you're a Vanderbilt. You are the 1%.
He came from the
1%. Well, I know. I'm not saying you live in that arena, but you're kind of the guy that can go between both worlds, if you will, pardon the Halloween analogy. I mean, you're from old school money, and now you've kind of taken up the cost of going anywhere in the world that needs a story, needs to be getting the light of day. You're the guy that does that. So you kind of get to do both.
Well, what's funny about old school money is there's not much of it left.
So, that explains Anderson every afternoon. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's funny. My dad was from a very poor family in Mississippi in a town called Quitman, which is a small town outside Meridian. And I was actually always much more, I go down to Mississippi growing up once a year. And so with his side of the family, I've always sort of felt much more akin to, as opposed to my mom's side of the family, which is, kind of spread out. And I don't really know very well. But look, I think it's, there's a lot of disparities in the United States, and there's a lot of people suffering, and a lot of people have been jobless and become homeless and don't see the path to a better life that their parents saw for them, and they worry about what's happening for their kids and whether their kids are going to have a better life than they've had. So, you know, I think it's understandable, and we're seeing it bubble up in different ways. For some, you know, we saw the Tea Party movement, and now we see this Occupy Wall Street movement, and, you know, very different in many ways. But whether or not, I don't think anybody really knows where the Occupy Wall Street movement is going. I mean, whether it's, is it something that's going to dissipate with the cold weather? Is it something that's going to come back in the spring? Is it something that's, are they going to end up fielding candidates like the Tea Party did? Are they going to, you know, impact the Democratic Party like the way that the Tea Party did the Republican Party? I don't think anybody knows at this stage, but it's certainly, you know, it's interesting to watch.
You have your wonderful, ridiculous things that you think are just nutty. And, of course, high up on that is Courtney Stodden. We've talked about her, too. She's on the top of Spike's ridiculous, and yet every time we talk about her, people say, you're talking about her, you're helping her get publicity.
I know. Well, it's totally true. It's a catch-22, I know, and it's exactly what they want, and, you know, but yeah, maybe we should be quiet, but I, you know, I'm just oddly fascinated by them. I mean, I think it's all, frankly, I think the whole thing is some sort of a scam to get a reality TV show.
Yeah, of course.
But I just feel like her whole facial expression thing, I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of fun to watch.
All right, Anderson Cooper, AZ360, and then the new talk show, Anderson, 3 p.m. on King 5. If Piers Morgan choked on a bone, would you take his show, too? I mean, you could do three shows.
Please.
Please.
All right, good job, and thanks a lot for saying hi. Good to talk to you.
Sure thing.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. One of those 6 minutes of satellite time interviews.
He's a fox. I know he doesn't play for my team.
He's a silver fox.
Yeah. He's sexy, Anderson Cooper.
He did a lot for how women think of gray-haired dudes.
Oh, yeah?
I'll give you that.
You guys in the club?
Yeah. Whether that's his, you know, whether that's his batting cage or not, it's still good.
Still good looking.
6:40, 20 before 7 o'clock. Still to come this morning, Steve Jobs' sister. She has revealed what his last words were. I didn't hear this yet.
Oh, I can't wait for you to hear. I was hoping that we would be able to see your
honest.
You're
going to spring it on me, yeah.
I think Joe is, but either way.
Is it surprising?
Well, I guess you would expect from a genius like himself that he would probably in the end say something
not
really,
so genius.
Really profound. I don't know.
Profound.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't say it was so profound what he said.
Well, people, by the way, people, it doesn't matter how brilliant they are, they are all people. Steve Jobs has already let me down a few times since his passing by his petty remarks about Bill Gates in his book. He didn't need to do that. And a few other things that he has said, things that annoyed him. Google. He hated Google. I mean, guys who are in his... That wasn't the last word. I hate Google.
I hate Google.
Death to Google.
But I mean, you know, we're all human. I think if you take any one of us at any given time out of context, you'll have something embarrassingly stupid or petty.
I think that Steve Jobs' final words... will give us all the opportunity to reflect about mortality.
Okay. Did he know they were his final words? It's an interesting question. Steve Jobs' final words. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Clunk. Actually, they were said a few hours before he
And then he fell asleep
passed.
And passed in his sleep, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Mona Simpson, his sister, said Steve worked for what he loved. He worked really hard every day. Yeah, we know that. He was the opposite of absent-minded. He was never embarrassed about working hard, even if the results were failures. Novelty was not Steve's highest value. Beauty was. For an innovator, he was remarkably loyal. He didn't favor trends or gimmicks. His philosophy of aesthetics reminds me of a quote that went something like this. Fashion is what seems beautiful now but looks ugly later. Art can be ugly at first but becomes beautiful later. That's a really wonderful quote.
And so true.
At first I thought the quote was awful, but then as I started to
later
think
on it became beautiful.
Steve always aspired to make beautiful later. Steve was like a girl in the amount of time he spent talking about love.
Wow.
She said he was like preoccupied with love.
Love?
Yeah.
Guys don't talk about love?
I say to my wife, I love her, but I don't sit there and expound on it. And I don't really talk about it with anybody else.
You love your TV set. You love your breakfast cereal.
What's
gets
wrong with
old.
That? Why did you go right to the TV? I really do.
Well, are you a romantic?
I am. By nature? Actually, I'm both, yeah.
That's cool.
And you are, too.
I am very much so. But you don't think of a guy who was probably the greatest innovator of his generation as a romantic. I mean, the guy's a techno. He's the consummate, what can I make this gadget do? How can I make this better? That's not what you don't put that next to love right
away.
You
would see him loving the sleek design of a new piece of plastic. Anyway, she says that when he was sick, he pushed himself, walked further each day after his liver transplant. While he was in bed in the hospital, he was sketching devices. Later, when his cancer overtook him, he was slipping away. He still battled for each breath. Death didn't happen to Steve. He achieved it.
I have achieved death.
I don't know. Just before he died, there were those final words he spoke hours earlier. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
What was
now,
that?
You would think that means he saw something, right?
It's what you wonder, yeah. Is he getting some kind of final, like, enlightenment there? It's like, oh, wow, okay. Now I see. It makes sense.
Was he reacting to something that he was experiencing before he went to sleep? I mean, oh, wow, oh, wow.
You mean like gas?
Maybe this is the first time he'd ever had.
Opinol? I don't know.
That much morphine in one injection. I mean, come on.
You can think
whatever you want.
I mean, I'm
a skeptic all of a sudden.
It's hard to envision him seeing the light at the end of the tunnel if he didn't pass for hours later when he went. I mean, you know, you don't drift off to sleep and see the light in the tunnel.
Actually,
and 5 hours later, the bus shows up.
Actually, there's a lot of discussion about that. There's, in the final days, lots of weird things happen if you've sat next to someone.
I haven't had the
privilege. And you can read into it anything you want.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's delirious. Or perhaps all of the insecurities of living come together at the end and, you know, provide you to make whatever
final showcase,
whatever showcase you want in your mind.
I've never had honor, I think is all you could describe it, of being with somebody at the
end. Sitting with someone at the end?
Yeah. I mean,
it's interesting. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Perfect. Perfect. They should put it up on the website today. Do they still have the picture of Steve Jobs when you go to Apple.com? It's been there for a long time. I think they took it down.
Pretty appropriate time period, right?
Really? Should they ever take it down?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, the entire
page. Down.
It is down.
I guess so.
Yeah, we're back to selling engraved iPods for Christmas.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's fine. It's the circle of life. Okay, 6:46. Let's get some news now. Jody has news, and then also coming up today, we'll tell you how I can win $1,000 just after 7 o'clock. And much more around the corner. Here's Jody.
From Sound Transit. So feel lucky that we live here in the Pacific Northwest because there was a freak show nor'easter knocked out power to more than 3 million homes and businesses across the Northeast yesterday, mostly because it was an odd time for snow. The leaves were still on the trees.
Yeah.
So you're going to, you know, put a lot of snow weight on these trees that still had leaves, and then the trees are going to come down and take everything with them. And that is exactly what happened. The branches on the trees were totally overloaded. They snapped. They wreaked havoc all over the place. Close to 2 feet of snow fell in some areas over the weekend. Very heavy, wet snow. So the whole thing was just really damaging from Maryland all the way to Maine. Officials say it'll be a couple days before electricity is restored because that much damage was done, even though the snow stopped yesterday. It was record snowfall totals for October and worsened as it moved north. New Jersey got it the worst, and I wish we had some of those sound bites. Did you find some, Pedro?
No, I'm looking for it.
Oh, my God. Some of the news bites coming from New Jersey. I can't believe it. It's October. What the hell? You know, you want sound bites from people with no electricity who are angry.
2 million people, still no power.
Yeah, and 11 deaths.
In my home state of Connecticut, it was a record that was broken from Hurricane Irene just a couple months ago, and you look at the map of the state, two-thirds of it is black, which means 100% power out. Two-thirds of the state. It's incredible. And it's just snow.
Just snow.
And they have snow. They're in, it's New England. They are used to snow.
Just not ready for
it. Like Joey said, though, you get trees that are still bearing their leaves, and all of a sudden they weigh a ton. And everything comes down, and everything takes power lines with it.
Law enforcement officials in Arizona seized thousands of pounds of narcotics, arrested 70 people suspected in being part of this billion-dollar drug smuggling ring. They have ties to a violent drug cartel in Mexico. It is not the Zetas, but it's another one. This operation was massive, which is why I bring it up in the news here. Included three raids conducted jointly by local, state, and federal officials over a year and a half. Mm. Mexicans were arrested. Americans were arrested. Mexican-Americans were arrested.
So where is this arrest taking place?
Arizona.
Okay.
Authorities.
This is part of the Mexican violent drug cartels. They have to have distribution centers here. Right?
Sure, absolutely. And they had drugs they smuggled from Mexico into Arizona by plane, by car, by foot, and through tunnels. Mm. So you think that Weeds is, that TV show where they dug a tunnel between Mexico?
Oh, yeah. It's real.
That is so real.
Do you ever think when you're smoking some weed that you're helping like some murderous drug cartel? Probably not, right?
You throwing that out theoretically for the audience?
Why are you looking at Joe?
He almost hit you with that theoretical question, by the way. Nice duck.
I mean, you know what I mean? Do you ever think, like, wow, there could be some bad people behind this, even if you're the most peaceful person in the world?
Wow. No.
Don't all be quiet at once.
Well, you talk about your birthday. It's been, I don't know, decades. I think Reagan was still in office. Well, not quite Reagan. I think it was first Bush last time I was.
First Bush. Yeah.
First time I got baked.
Not to belittle the issue because it's terrible and there's disgusting things going on in the news. I read disgusting things. But up here, if you smoke a little weed, it could have been grown by some dude in California or Canada.
Right. Or Duval.
Yeah, whatever. Wherever.
Yeah.
Exactly. Vancouver.
So don't feel bad.
Right. And no
Joe
one's ever going to tell you it's Mexican, even if it is.
Well, thanks for buying it. Buys a gun for every drug lord.
There's no question there is a direct pipeline to our state from the Mexican gangs.
There is.
Because they get their guns here. I mean, they get a lot of their guns from Washington State. So.
Eastern Washington is, they said, we're the fourth worst state for gang activity in America.
Yeah, you got to believe it. Okay.
This news story brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino. So a lot of attention on Herman Cain right now. Mm. It started last week with the smoking campaign commercial that we talked about. And now it's moved on to this Politico report claiming that two women accused Herman Cain of sexually suggestive behavior when he was the head of the National Restaurant Association in the 90s. Cain's campaign haven't come out and just outright denied the charges, but instead they are attacking the media for dredging up the allegations.
What exactly is sexually suggestive behavior? And if it didn't exist and wasn't practiced, how many of us wouldn't be here? Like all of us, right?
Sexually suggestive behavior to me sounds like come-ons or maybe making inappropriate jokes.
Well, it's a pizza guy. He was generous with the sauce.
Right.
I have a 2-for-1 coupon. Who's a player?
I mean, how are you supposed to decide whether it matters if that's all you know?
Generous with the sausage. Yeah. His spokesman, Herman Cain's spokesman, J.D. Gordon, called up Geraldo Rivera, Fox News' Geraldo Rivera, last night to talk about the new sexual harassment allegations.
Yeah, and I apologize for the quality. I was telling Jody today, when he called, Geraldo Rivera answered the phone, the cell phone. He wasn't on the air. He answered his personal cell phone and put it next to the mic.
Wow.
So here's the thing, how it went.
J.D., I urge you to say something publicly right now.
Geraldo, the only thing I tell you is aren't even named in the piece, and it was from a third party.
Are you denying that it ever happened, J.D. Gordon?
Well, I would just tell you that it's important to know what the facts are here, and these are just, like I said, these are just thinly sourced allegations that are from Mr. Cain's tenure at the...
But wait, J.D., I get the statement. We like you. Now you got to level with us. Are you denying, or is the candidate, is Herman Cain denying that he ever gave money to two women who alleged that he had sexually harassed them back in the 1990s? Is he denying the cash payout to the two women?
Yes, you know, I can tell you that we've seen this movie played out before. You know, it's a
I can tell you.
Just targeted by liberals simply because they disagree with his politics. You know, Mr. Cain deserves better than this.
Do you deny that this ever happened?
Well, all I got to tell you is that this is a typical attack on a conservative that's doing well. He's number one in the polls.
JD, what you're saying and what you're doing right now is a recipe for disaster, mate. Are you denying that there was a cash settlement to two female employees of the National Restaurant Association, yes or no?
I would say you'd have to get that from the National Restaurant Association.
We can neither confirm nor deny details of the.
Let me call Herman. I'll call you right back.
Yeah.
Specific details of the 969 plan really aren't available to public yet.
269.
So
as it turns out, they allege that Cain used innuendo, asked personal questions about sex, and made uncomfortable physical gestures.
Right.
Oh.
But then did he pay them to not talk about it?
That's what Politico is suggesting.
Well, then they're the ones who didn't do what they said they would do for money.
Shut up.
They're ripping them off.
No. Well, the women accepted financial payouts from the National Restaurant Association and left the group. So, but you got to love Geraldo right there.
Yeah, he's digging in.
Answer the question.
No. Well, it's interesting. Herman Cain, I've never taken him seriously as a candidate, ever. Or Rick Perry. In fact, the only candidate, there was a sketch about this last week on Stewart. The only candidate that stays through all of these other candidates is Mitt Romney, and he's always number two.
Mm-hmm.
And all these other candidates come and go because, as number two, he's not satisfying enough to the base. But all of these guys come out with all their wacky tax ideas,
right.
And you know, I don't think any of them have a chance. But that's just me.
More about Mexican drug cartels, if you don't mind. The hacking group Anonymous, who we know from all these stories about how they target financial industries and can bring down big websites, may soon take on the Mexican drug cartel Los Zetas. Anonymous is claiming that Los Zetas kidnapped one of their hackers at a street protest. The group has demanded the hackers release, or else they say they're going to publish the identities and addresses of cartel associates, including corrupt police officers.
Mm.
Anonymous has asked for the hackers released by November 5th.
You made a huge mistake by taking one of us. Release him, and if anything happens to him, you will always remember this upcoming November 5th. Knowledge is free. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Wait and see.
That's the real, that's the voice they use. That's not Pedro making fun of my cell phone.
No.
Anymore. That's real.
That is not Siri. That is Denzel Washington in his new movie. I mean, this is actually happening. Mm.
That's spooky. I mean, that is truly spooky on Halloween there. That's kind of scary. If they can follow through, that's the last people you want to out. The drug lords.
Why not?
You better stay anonymous.
Including corrupt police officers.
I think they should out them all.
Well, I think they should.
Why would you not want them outed?
Well, no, I want them outed, but that's very dangerous. I mean, that's your last thing you do.
Yeah, they retaliate ugly, big time ugly. Huh. Heads in a bag ugly.
I'm not worried about Anonymous' safety. I'm worried about ours.
There you go, baby.
All right.
When we get back, we're going to have all the great sound bites from 60 Minutes last night with the Madoffs. And also, I will tell you where the Occupy protests are getting heated.
All right. When Michelle Obama passes out candy, what's her candy to pass out? She did this yesterday, and the one brand of candy got the honor. We'll tell you what candy they pass out at the White House. Imagine you could go and ring the doorbell, but you can't. We'll be right back.
You're listening. listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7.
The greatest hits of all time.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. Looks like we've got a brand new accident northbound 5 near Meridian. That's milepost 113 there in Thurston County. You can see backups through Nisqually, so just be prepared for delays. Northbound 5 is busy there as you head past the Tacoma Dome, and that'll pick up 320th through Midway. Both about 45 minutes, actually, on the drive from Everett to Seattle and Everett to Bellevue right now. I'll have all your traffic for you in just 5 minutes. You can get traffic online anytime at 957seattle.com, keyword traffic.
5 days each fall, the world of automobiles comes to Seattle.
State Farm presents the Seattle International Auto Show, November 2nd through 6th at CenturyLink Field Event Center. Also sponsored by Autotrader.com, BECU, and the Seattle Times.
Show me new.
Everything high tech, high touch, and high performance.
Show me cool.
Exotics and supercars from around the world.
Show me green.
All the fuel-saving hybrids and new electrics.
Show me everything in between.
Hundreds of vehicles from the functional to fantastic.
Get your discount coupons from participating local State Farm agents and discover at the show the credit union difference with BECU.
And thanks to Autotrader.com, kids 12 and under get in free.
For 5 days, we show it all to you.
State Farm presents the Seattle Auto Show.
Check out the Honda Odyssey, the Dodge Journey, the Cadillac CTS, and 400 more 2012 models at the Seattle Auto Show, opening Wednesday and running through Sunday at CenturyLink Field Event Center. For all the specs, drive to SeattleAutoShow.com.
Hey, Bob Rivers here once again for West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. I've had a lot of people tell me about the great experiences that they've had bringing their jewelry right down to one of those locations, West Seattle Coins or Bellevue Rare Coins, getting a free appraisal and getting more money than they could get anywhere else. But I wanted to see for sure, so I invited some listeners to meet me out there. We went to Bellevue Rare Coins last week.
Leona, how did it go?
Well, we've had a couple of pieces just sitting in the safe. We didn't even know they were worth anything. But they're worth $300 and some, and then a ring that was really gold, and we didn't know that, with a nice diamond bigger than my diamond earring.
Leona brought lots of jewelry, and her husband watched as the owner, Ryan, went through it all. In the end, they walked out with some nice cash.
$1,336.96.
Wow, that's a lot more than I expected.
Stuff we just had laying around.
When it comes to getting the most for your money, you must go to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins first. They'll treat you fair and square.
They say soccer is an art, a beautiful dance. And what is a dance without a little taunting?
PEMCO Insurance presents Northwest Profile number 26. I know I am. I'm sure I am. Sounders FC fan.
A back heel to a header to a nutmeg to a goal can happen in a heartbeat. A true chanter must be prepared with a proper Northwest heckle. Ole, ole, ole. Looks like your goalie needs a latte. Hi-ho, hi-ho, you all got spanked in Soto. Glory, glory, Sounders FC. We hope you enjoyed the scenery. But you're still losers. I know I am. I'm sure I am. Sounders FC fan, you're one of us. And although a professional soccer team may be worth waiting for, great claim service is not. That's why we're quick, like our beloved strikers. Call 1-800-GO-PEMCO, see your local PEMCO agent, or visit PEMCO.com. PEMCO, we're a lot like you, a little different. PEMCO Mutual Insurance Company, Seattle, Washington.
Tonight, no license, no health permit.
It's been a year that we've been working on this to stop him.
Murders! Murders!
So why is he still cooking and serving food to kids?
Uterus to the general public.
Problem solver Tracy Vetter investigates.
We don't want anybody getting sick.
It's not that he doesn't know the law. He's a city councilman.
Don't work for the city and break the law.
Just helping out in the community or putting people at risk.
We got burgers!
Tonight at 11 on Como 4 News, working for you.
I will be merciless.
Some will stop at nothing.
I will ruthlessly use every weapon at my disposal.
For a $250,000 payday.
I will take no prisoners.
The Jeopardy Tournament of Champions.
I will take Broadway musicals for $800, Alex.
The top Jeopardy players go head-to-head for $250,000.
What was South Pacific?
Correct.
Yes! Eat it!
Quarterfinals start Wednesday on Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, tonight at 7:30 on Como 4.
The new Acer Aspire S3 Ultrabook with Windows 7 is not what you think. It's better. Generous 13.3-inch LED screen, instant on, and instant connect capabilities. All for just $8.99. It's just better. you know, in a smart and powerful sort of way. Learn more at us.acer.com/ultrabook.
Microsoft and Windows are registered trademarks of Microsoft Corporation.
In recent weeks, a yes vote on 1183 has been endorsed by more than 20 Washington newspapers, including the Seattle Times, Everett Herald, Kitsap Sun, Vancouver Columbian, and Spokane Spokesman Review.
Yes on 1183 is also endorsed by public safety officials throughout the state and by organizations representing more than 5,000 local restaurants, grocery stores, and family wineries.
That's because 1183 gets our state government out of the business of selling liquor, strengthens Washington's liquor laws, benefits taxpayers and consumers, and increases revenues for vital public services.
In fact, the state's own fiscal study shows that over the next 6 years, 1183 will provide an additional $400 million for schools, health care, and public safety services without raising taxes.
This voter information paid for by the Yes on 1183 Coalition. Online at factson1183.com.
Hey, KeyBank customers. The way you manage your money could be saving or earning you extra money at KeyBank in ways you never knew.
With my family schedule, using the closest ATM and not worrying about added fees is a plus. With my Key Advantage checking account, I can use ATMs at other banks and get refunded on fees up to a monthly limit. Plus, it includes a discount on mortgage closing costs. Thanks, KeyBank.
It pays to be a KeyBank customer. Visit a branch or go to key.com/get rewards and check out the options best for you. KeyBank is member FDIC.
Hey, it's Mike Rum here with Fiona from a local Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm all right. What do you want to talk about?
Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
Okay.
We will replace your pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums. All labor is included, and we throw in a rebate.
Get Motorcraft Complete Brake Service and get a $40 rebate. That's $40 back in your pocket.
One price covers everything.
That's correct.
So it really is complete.
It is complete.
Stop by a participating Ford dealer for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 11/30/11.
Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, a great place for gaming and a wonderful destination for dining, is also home to Club Galaxy, a happening place with world-class entertainment almost every night of the week. Preferred Players Club members are always free, and you'll find plenty of fun, whether it's the best classic rock tribute bands or dancing late into the evening with top DJs. There's action heating up all winter long. And during the month of November, you can play Cornucopia of Cash at Muckleshoot Casino. You could win up to $100,000. Just play any of your favorite gaming machines or table games. Drawings will be every Thursday in November. Get all the details at the Preferred Players Club. So what are you waiting for? Muckleshoot Casino, the most exciting place to play with over 3,100 machines, more than 100 table games, 8 restaurants, and the largest poker room in the state, and all that free entertainment and Club Galaxy. Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Small businesses make our country and our communities unique. It's at small businesses that we can find one-of-a-kind items or receive personalized service. That's why so many Americans value their favorite small business and why we don't want them to go away. Pledge now at facebook.com/shopsmall and shop on Small Business Saturday, November 26th. Because when millions of Americans shop small, it could be huge. From American Express, founding partner of Small Business Saturday.
Good morning from the State Farm Traffic Center. I'm Ashley Ryan. It looks like we've got a non-blocking collision northbound 5 at milepost 113 in Thurston County. You're slow northbound 5 past the Tacoma Dome, picking up 320th through Midway and again at the Michigan Curve. Southbound 5 heavy Alderwood through Shoreline, about 40 minutes on the drive from Everett to Seattle, just under 50 now if you're going Everett to Bellevue, with southbound 405 struggling between I-5 and 522. Northbound heavy there through the S-curves. Traffic is brought to you by Fred Meyer. Looking for a fun movie the whole family will love? Pick up the latest Pixar hit Cars 2, starring Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy, available on DVD and Blu-ray starting Tuesday at your neighborhood Fred Meyer. What's on your list today? Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, we'll tell you when you can win $1,000 today in our $3,000 a day cash money giveaway.